This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And the coronavirus, of course, is on everyone's mind. Evidently, the U.S. government has dropped their plans to make the U.S. dollar digital currency. It's not included in the latest version of the bill.
Good.
Yeah.
That was a House bill. I do believe it is another bill in the works, but I couldn't find that.
Well, they're bickering back and forth.
All right. So let's back up a moment. I haven't actually read that story yet. Can we cover that story and talk about it a little bit? Because I want to know what were they planning, even if it hasn't happened.
I do have that story from Forbes pulled up.
Before we get into that, though, I accidentally left this guy on hold for a very long time. Joseph, if you're still with us, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there. It's Joseph, the second time. I'm the visually impaired person from Lynn, Massachusetts. Haven't talked to you we talked a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How you doing, Conan? How you doing, Chris? I just heard on the news, I think it's Chris, I'm not sure.
Yep.
That the they're asking a chief judge the authority permission now using the coronavirus. If they want to detain someone, they could hold him indefinitely. That's a violation of habeas corpus. Is that correct?
It is. Yes.
That's the first step. In New Jersey, they do have martial law, from what I found out. You can't even go out and play basketball. See how far this is going?
And everyone's just sucking it up. They love it because the government's keeping them safe.
They also don't have guns in Jersey.
That's the problem.
Well, also found out the CBC is not as accurate. They say the test will tell you, but it'll tell you if you're you'll have the symptoms, but it won't necessarily. And no more fake news sent me the article. I use a screen reader to read my computer, and it won't necessarily always say that it's the virus. So we don't know what's going on. I think the best thing to do in these cases, maybe you guys agree, don't shut the government down like they did not in Korea, South Korea. Do this testing, and if they have to be quarantined, quarantine them either with some people so that they'll help take care of them and watch them. Doesn't that sound better than doing what we're doing now? What's your take? How would you handle a situation? This is terrible. Some people are going to lose their jobs permanently.
Yeah, my take is all old people stay home. All immunocompromised people stay home. Everyone else, go back to work and get her done.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's the best approach specifically, but we do have... what have you guys read up
on... I'm 73, okay, and I have no family. They dump me off, but that's beside the point. If we're going to quarantine me, Conan, and me and other bunch of people, I mean, I'll do it. The vitamin C helps. The sun. Rand Paul wrote an article. Ron Paul, I'm not sure. The sunlight helps. There's air filters. There is a new type of, ultraviolet light, ozone. If they're going to quarantine us, at least quarantine us all together in a decent place like Israel did, but don't violate our rights, because sometimes the reason why they quarantine some of the older people, because we're at worst and we could start getting symptoms and some of them.
I'm not saying quarantine anybody. I'm just saying stay home.
Voluntary.
Stay out in your yard, get your lounge, and get you some sun and some oranges.
Quarantine, I think, has a legal meaning of via force, via government violence. So I think what we're actually talking about is isolation, we're voluntary. Voluntary isolation, okay? So if you are a high-risk individual, okay, so if you are elderly, if you are have a compromised immune system, if you're in those two camps, then, you should already be doing this, right? And you've already been told to do this. So if you're not doing it, you are basically taking the risk into your own hands, and you may die.
The problem with this is that older people don't live in a bubble. Immunocompromised people, they don't live in bubbles.
Right.
I happen to know a college-age student who his parents are considering kicking him out. so, because of fear of the coronavirus.
And that's what I said earlier in the show, that if you have elderly in your house, then you need to be careful whether you do go back to work.
This is a good question. I have a what may be a solution to this problem, and it's a lot less costly than having everybody stay home. And I don't know how well this will work, and I don't think we have enough data on it, but we have, as I've said earlier in the show, there's 20 million beds, effectively, in the United States in hotels. There's about 50 million elderly people. So that's a good number of people. If you put those people together that are at high risk, you can maintain a stricter level of quarantine around those places that are holding these older people and put them at less risk.
Who is going to pay for these
South
hotels?
Korea has exactly
has shown,
and now your hotel, if they're doing it for free, which they're not gonna.
Well, so I mean, here's the thing: the hotels are already. So what we're doing is we're comparing this against a worse model, which is right now everybody stays home. There's nobody using these hotels anyway. If you go to a model where you take the people who are more vulnerable, you put them in hotels, and then you effectively quarantine the hotel. You put those people at a reduced risk, and if there
so
is,
so you just got to throw people into a relatively more comfortable prison,
concentration camp.
Yeah, how you fix the problem.
Hey, why don't we just?
It's not. You guys are looking at it in the wrong perspective because
I'm looking at it from the perspective of freedom, and it's
a terrible solution. Nobody's disagreeing with you. The problem is that nobody's proposed a better solution, and it's the only solution that seems to be even remotely plausible.
Because
and it's
I have
better
no
than
interest
what we've
in solutions. It's not my job to solve these problems. Solve themselves.
I understand, but if you want to talk about quarantining everybody and locking everybody up, that's the alternative. That's what we're currently doing. That's not the alternative.
Yes,
the alternative
and I oppose
is,
that. I don't have to have an alternative. I can say, hey, I don't approve of this. This doesn't need to happen. I don't need an alternative
in order to say that. We don't need to use force or violence to achieve the objective. What we just need to do is we need to have people, you know, volunteering, who are compromised to take that course of the actions they need to protect themselves.
Go ahead, caller.
May I ask you guys are fighting over this. Good. I see your point. Was that Chris that gave that hotel point?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. In theory, it might or might work, but people won't voluntarily. I mean, we eat junk food, and I do the best I can because I'm visually impaired. I have no family, and staying in is hard. I have to get out. You know, I really don't trust the government, but I was caught in a situation because of abuse and mental illness, and I live on the government and low Social Security. I do my best. I've tried to get work, training, but they're just not willing to help. I think if that could be done properly and with people, that's what Israel did, but they violated their rights. And taking care of South Korea did it, but they did a better job than Israel. They didn't mistreat the people. Then your idea would work. But there are a lot of people that are not going to voluntarily do it. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
Right.
What do you
do then? And this is the thing. I would say that those people are accepting the risk of effectively, you know, the risk of death.
And making other people sick. And by the way, this virus is airborne. It's not just getting close to one. I think that 6 feet bit is stupid. I was walking with my companion today, and I held his arm. Now, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to hold your arm? My God. You know,
yeah, I mean, this is why we need people to,
There's air filters. There's all kinds. Years ago, I remember in the 80s, then I'll let you finish. I had a young lady who liked me, and we would visit and talk. And she walked up to me one day and gave me a hug and a kiss, and that was wonderful. Now you can't get near people today. You're a terrible person. You're sexually abusing me. I'm not saying that people don't do that, but my God, you know, this world's terrible. But
Joseph, thank you so much for the call. I didn't expect you to take it that direction. I expect that, you know, you're considered to be a terrible person right now if you do, in fact, hug someone with whom you are not living.
Or you're as inconsiderate as I am and wanting to go out and go to work because I'm at, you know, putting other people at risk.
I wouldn't say somebody's a terrible person for hugging another person, but I would say that it may not be such a great idea. And even being in the studio with you guys, I don't necessarily think is a great idea. That doesn't mean that, there's
the last thing
there's
I read
risks,
on the
right?
subject
Life
suggested that
risks.
The average human being needs 8 hugs per day. For their mental,
oh my God.
For their mental well-being.
Are you serious?
Why are both of you laughing at the notion that human beings require physical contact?
Because I got less than 8 hugs last year.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like...
Yes, and this is why you're a borderline sociopath and why you keep your house at 52 degrees. You're not getting enough hugs.
You would think at that temperature, people would be wanting to snuggle.
So,
are wanting to leave.
Hold on
at
a
that
second.
Temperature.
Hold on a second. I will say I've gotten more hugs up until this past month in the last 4 years than I have gotten in my entire life. All right. So I get hugs.
Hey, and you know what? Your whole hotel idea. It's not necessary. This is a perfect opportunity to rip out them FEMA camps.
Oh, wow.
We're in FEMA Camp 1, by the way.
We're in the what?
FEMA Camp 1.
We need to get into that. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynamite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And do you want more businesses in your area accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses that use those cryptocurrencies. So finally, you have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And, you know, having just, I've read this dozens of times, but it just now occurred to me that it sounds like you're adding your cryptocurrency wallet addresses and basically not the businesses. So every cryptocurrency sale, all of it goes to you. That's what it sounds like. This needs to be rewritten, is what I'm getting at. Of course, it doesn't work that way. You also have to add the business's cryptocurrency addresses and all that stuff. But you do the work, so you get a commission, an instant commission. There's no waiting for weeks or months for your payout. Again, check out AnyPayInc.com to find out more about the ambassador program. That's AnyPayInc.com. Well, before we get further into the... Hold on. What about the FEMA camps?
They're all over, and they're set up, and they're waiting for just such a situation where our last caller is afraid for his life, and maybe the people who around him, the community around him, are afraid.
So now, is Alex Jones the source of this information?
I haven't even listened to Alex Jones. Even when I did, it was just for comedic relief in years.
All right.
That's not someone I follow.
All right. So here's the question. Do we force people to go to these camps, or is it a voluntary, you know, opening them up? You can come if you're vulnerable.
If they were to decide to open them up this week, it would be voluntary for sure.
Okay.
But I'm thinking that if this
I can't imagine anyone voluntarily doing this.
If it was like it's basically going out camping. You get to go out.
It's a government-run camp.
I know, and a lot of people
check
out
your
there,
rights at the door.
Unlike our last caller, a lot of people trust their government to take care of them. When they're starving, they're going to probably jump right into cattle cars, ready to go.
I feel like, you know, if you wanted to get people to, you know, come, you would do it via especially like an elderly population. Do it via the hotels that they're already used to renting and sleeping in and stuff.
Yeah, you don't tell them it's Fort Devon or whatever it is in Massachusetts. You tell them that it's a setup. You know, everyone has their own tent, and there's three square meals a day, and you'll have other people to commune with. You're going to have a lot of people who are going to jump right in the car.
Especially
if they are having difficulty month to month living. Difficulty finding food to eat. Yeah, they're gonna go. They're gonna go along for the show.
I mean, it's a terrible thing to think about, but it does seem like a better solution than locking everybody down, because we have. I mean, there's a lot of elderly people, but there's not so many elderly people that effectively you could not solve this problem in a more cost effective, economically sane way.
Well, as long as that hotel you're talking about is willing to deal, because they're going to want money, and they're going to be fearful of a bunch of sick people in their establishment that they might not be able to recover from.
Well, let's get away from rounding up old people and putting them into FEMA camps. And
it's not just old people. It's anybody who might.
Well, anybody who wants to go.
At first. Can we get away from the conversation and go to the phones? We've got Penguin, who is definitely not trans, calling via discord.freetalklive.com. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm calling from... FEMA Region 3. I've actually had that in my Discord name for like 2 days. Although I stole it from a Free Talk Live dude.
How much Alex Jones have you listened to, FEMA Region 3 caller?
Absolutely zero. Okay, I happened to tune in for a few minutes of Vincent's show.
Yeah, that is me as well. I don't really, you know, comedic relief, that's it.
I don't think any of us listen to him anyway either.
Well, I'm calling in actually to disagree with like everything you said for the past 30 minutes or like an hour. And
we've had different
view of my fellow people, my neighbors, humanity and everything. I don't think people are ultimately, like, vast majority of people are too dumb, too stupid to figure out how to make through and get by in hard times. And I mean really hard times, times where, like, the barriers that the government, the state puts up in front of us, they don't matter anymore. And because, you know, things have gone to crap. And they can't, there's no more bailouts to do because there's some limit to what they can do. And I think there's all sorts of things that we can do, like, you know, urban farming and pooling our resources in times of, you know, and not to be anti-individualist.
You sound like you're living in a bubble here.
Penguin, how much farming have you done in your life?
Absolutely none.
Okay, sir, yeah, I grew up on a farm. I've been all over the country. And I've been farming here in Keene for 7 years. I'm going to tell you, it is not as simple as just spreading some seeds out in the ground. That's not how it works.
Yeah, when you have nothing to do but try to procure food and make sure you have clean water and so, I think the internet exists, the resources exist. It's easier than ever with technology. People can come together, trade, barter, have mutual aid networks with their neighbors. I mean, you don't have a choice in this situation. Yeah, I don't think
as long as you have electricity, okay. and you have those books that tell you how to do things, and who buys books anymore?
Yeah, and here's the next question is, if that's the case, if that's where we're at, why on earth would we not begin the recovery process and basically, you know, start going back to work? Because you're literally talking about a situation where people are so desperate they're going to be killing each other for food.
Well, I don't think that's the thing, though. I don't, you know, unfortunately, our supply lines and our infrastructure is kind of set up so that we have all these these big grocery stores as like distribution centers. But I mean, if we see it coming, and I don't know, I'm just saying, basically, I hope it doesn't get anywhere near that bed. But based on like the apocalyptic scenarios that we're talking about, if something like that did occur, and I just really hope that, I don't think it's going to happen, but if there was some Great Depression or something, people would be able to figure it out, come together, have, you know, mutual aid networks, make things work. I think people are a lot, you know, kinder and more cooperative when it comes to, because I mean, going around shooting each other is not a winning game. It's not a winning strategy. It's not going to get you anywhere. And I just don't have that pessimistic view of my fellow people, and I think that puts me at odds with a lot of people, like in the Discord and on the show. I mean, I really don't have that kind of pessimism.
And I hope you make it, Penguin. But I'm thinking it's going to set you back because when you're dealing with hungry people, they don't care if they were friends with you at one time in their lives. They're going to eat you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, man. That's what it comes down to. Humans are going to. I'm not saying the human race is going to get knocked off its pedestal. We're going to survive.
But
it's going to be hard for some certain individuals out there. They're not going to be able to. They're not going to make it.
It is, and as you pointed out, it's not going to matter. Compassion is a luxury. You know, the reason you have this compassion now is because you're comfortable. You're well off. Strip that away from people, and compassion vanishes. They can't have compassion for other people if they're starving to death.
We are wild animals, and we will always revolt back to that when it becomes necessary for survival.
It's tragic, but it does seem to be true. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump held a briefing at the White House thanking the American people for adhering to the guidelines by staying home as much as possible during the coronavirus outbreak. During a Fox virtual town hall, the president said he hopes to have people back at their jobs by Easter.
They're going to lose their jobs, maybe never to get them back. They're going to lose their businesses, never to get them back. We want to start up as soon as we can because we're going to have a very quick comeback if we do that. If we delay this thing out, you're going to lose more people than you're losing with the situation as we know it.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan, the head of the National Governors Association, called the president's message confusing and said he's running on a schedule made from an imaginary clock. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he and the president are operating under a different set of circumstances. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And before we continue further, let's go to the phones, because they've been going great tonight.
It's good. It's good. Obviously, no one has any bars to go to and get drunk, so they're at the house. They're stuck with us. But that's all right, because... You know, we got how much more time? We got 30 more minutes. We can talk about anything.
We've got Larry from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing now?
Hey, what's on your mind?
We've been sitting in here talking about all the things that this disease is bringing. What this is this a battle between politicals and the medical industrial complex? Who would take the advice of a complex who have led us to the opioid crisis, who have everybody taking prescription drugs they don't need? I suggest that this is a move for the medical industrial complex to take control.
To make another vaccine.
They are doing it.
To sell us one more vaccine that we really don't need.
And one more pill. But I think that this is what's going on in the background. They're just, it's a fight for control. And the way that they're doing this country, because of some disease that may not even exist, is diabolical. So if we keep on going around thinking that people are going to subject to being quarantined and standing in their houses, they're stupid. They're going to have to bring force in. And you just think about the implications of that. When they bring the National Guard in, I was going up to Chicago the other day, and there was a line, it must have been about 2 miles long, of Humvees and camel going to Chicago. So I think that there's something greater going on now, and we're talking about placating them and following their rules, wash your hands every day. They're trying to trivialize it. That has nothing
I mean, that's
to do
good
with
advice.
Chris, you've been nodding. Chris, you've been shaking your head.
I'm baffled by how somebody can think that this is, you know, somebody trying to, like, no doubt there's people trying to make money off this, but that it was a planned event and the virus is intentional. Because if it was, and there's a vaccine, why would you wait? I mean, effectively, your economic collapse is going to have a detriment on your own.
There's a lot of good property in this country, trillions of dollars worth of capital and property in this country that somebody would want to have at a liquidation price. So that plays into it before. You people in the studio are probably younger than I am, but mankind's nature have never changed. He is a greedy, vicious animal, and he will take advantage of weakness, which is a covenant violation that we have with humanity. So we're doing that on down through the years, enjoying slave labor and doing everything else, enslaving people. I mean, they'll do anything. The United States is ripe for the picking for anybody around the world when our people are so uneducated and sick that they'll bow down and go to anything. So I just think it's a fight between the medical industrial complex.
This is hurting everybody. I'm just not buying it.
Yes, it is. Hey, it's hurting everybody, yeah. They can't afford to be avoiding it. I mean, they don't care anything about somebody makes $200,000 or $300,000 a year. They don't care about that. All they want is the money. They want that the kids of these people who have the 401ks and have all this money that they stored up during good times, they want to get the kids out there, get them first on alcohol, then get them on heroin or fentanyl so that they can drain all those bank accounts. That's all it means. I mean, young people think, they don't have a cynical enough mind, and they don't have a sense of self-preservation, just like the last gentleman that called in talking about we need to have a farming community. It's too late. That farming's not easy. I run a little farm myself. That's not easy. You got to know when to plant your seeds. You got to know how to get rid of the insects. You got to know how to treat your animals correctly. And they think it's all easy because they've seen it in a movie somewhere. And it's not easy. Life is hard until you learn how to make it easy on a personal level. So I think
I can probably speak for the average young person out there. We have no intention whatsoever of farming or learning to farm.
You're not going to do anything. You'll starve to death watching your iPad. Just like
I won't starve to death.
You'll sit watching your iPad. And
if the weak and the stupid starve to death, that's one thing.
Hey, I got no problem if it comes down to it, and it's me or death. If it's me or somebody else's death, it's going to be somebody else's death.
Well, look,
Larry, thank you so much for the call. I mean, as Conan has said, farming definitely not easy, but also not the solution that people like me are going toward.
You might just have to, or find something. Hey, as long as you're providing, like I said, I might need security. So that might be the role that you need to take.
What is the scenario exactly? So how is the food going to get disrupted? Is it because they're not going to allow the migrant workers to cross the border?
We don't need migrant workers for corn and soy. We got equipment doing that.
Okay.
They're picking peppers and tomatoes and stuff like that.
All right. How are we going to starve if there's enough food? We're not going to starve. We're just not going to have the food that we want.
As long as the trucks are coming in, as long as the produce is being created, as long as the trucks are coming in, it's not going to be a problem. The problem is that whether the trucks stop, whether the farmers stop. As long as they're up and running, we're good.
Okay, so then, so what's the circumstance that they're not going to be up and running?
The farmers aren't getting their subsidies anymore.
The food prices would go up. And
but
then
people are starving, so they will pay higher prices.
Right.
If the money is still valuable, if your USD isn't worth anything anymore and the farmers are in, out
this
in the West...
This is why I'm not stockpiling food, because I have Bitcoin and gold instead.
Okay, so the farmers say, I'll take your Bitcoin, but how am I going to get this food all the way to you from Minnesota all the way to Hampshire?
I bet we can find a
Hampshire
truck driver who will deliver
it for
Bitcoin.
People are out of work. There's going to be plenty of people, you know, driving trucks, man.
And then the gangs are sitting there waiting around the corner taking that truck
and
out.
And there's going to be security jobs, private security.
As you were just alluding to.
Yeah. I mean, this is actually not necessarily a bad thing. This is actually is looking pretty good to me.
Yeah, this is starting to sound like...
I mean, this sounds like
this
a free society.
This is how we're going to fix everything.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this whole voting for Trump thing wasn't such a bad idea after all.
I don't know if I would
I just
say
didn't think
that.
It was going to happen. But I don't know if we can give him credit for it either, but that's, yeah.
Let's keep on with the phones. We got Chris calling from Clearwater. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wonder what y'all might think of other equitable commerce media like community currencies, time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, and swap shops.
I like them.
You like them all.
Except I'm not using any of them, but because we don't have any of those set up here. I think we have some goldbacks here. But
well, there was just in Manchester.
Yeah, there's the market in Manchester, although it's got a reduced number.
Yeah, but how many? No, I'm talking about this community. How many people
are taking Keene? You're talking about
right? How many people in this community can I buy something for with, you know, gold back or something?
Yeah, probably actually a lot more than you think. I mean, I've sold numerous, like, all right, so I'm not in the food production business, but I'm in the computer business. And I've sold lots of stuff for goldbacks and crypto, like, regularly. Like, every week I'm selling something to somebody here in our community. I don't know. I think it goes on a lot more than you think. I also get paid in crypto occasionally from people locally. I pay other people with crypto when I want to go out for lunch or, you know, I don't know. I think it gets used quite a bit more than anywhere else.
I will say you're correct. It is very difficult right now to get a business to accept goldbacks. But that won't be the case.
When Madbax comes. It'll be overnight. I can see that happening overnight.
Yeah, they will gladly take your gold, like, overnight because of this inflation, because of the Federal Reserve's plan to just buy out everything and keep pumping money into the economy. Almost overnight, the USD is going to go from something that is almost impossible to get to almost impossible to get rid of.
Yeah.
And when that happens, cryptocurrency, gold, are going to be extremely valuable. Not just because they're being measured against, you know, dollars that have been inflated to the point of uselessness, but because they're not, in contrast, being inflated.
Mm.
So we're a fan of all of these alternative currencies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think about them? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Chris, thanks for the call.
Consummate your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number, there's no point in giving it out. We can't get through everyone we have on hold right now. Anyway, with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Kingston Smith, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means he chooses to give $25 per month to the AMP program.
Wow.
Right. Of course, we don't ask that. Kingston, thank you so much for that, though. All we ask is $5 a month to join the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So money donated to that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It does come with a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only Discord chat, an AMP-only call-in line, and an AMP-only Facebook group, things like that. But really, the reason you should do it is because you like the show, and you like the idea that, you know, anyone can call in and talk about whatever they want. Although, at the moment, regrettably, what they want to talk about is universally the coronavirus. But anyway, you should check out the AMP program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP is an advertise, market, and promote. Kingston Smith, thank you so much. We hope you continue enjoying the show. So let's go to the phones. We got Wesley calling from New Hampshire. Wesley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Okay. Okay, so I wanted to ask you guys three questions. Is that fine?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the first question is, what do you think are the prospects for our freedoms after this this coronavirus stuff blows over?
It depends on what stage. Like, in a month, not very good. I think ultimately, as this decade proceeds up into to 2030, I think that we are probably going to get back a lot of our freedoms because we're going to take them back.
People don't realize how many freedoms we've lost and we haven't gotten back since 9/11, period, and how many freedoms we haven't gotten back since prior to 9/11. They just forget that they had greater freedoms in the past. Like, you didn't always need a driver's license, right? You didn't always need to present ID to buy alcohol. There's so many things that we've lost. You didn't always have to be, you know, 21 to get a driver's license.
you know, there's so many things that we've lost over the years that people today, like, you know, my generation don't even remember. I don't remember.
Yeah, I really do believe. I think it's going to matter how much the government keeps relevance. If they lose it all because they can't take care, they don't have the money to do what they do any longer, and it goes back to the individual and the community taking care of themselves, I think we're going to get a lot of our freedoms back. So it really depends on what level of government is able to survive the coming decade.
So the second question is, do you think the virus is as serious as what the mainstream media and the government officials say it is?
I think it's worse than the government officials think it is.
I think it's way overhyped.
I think the reaction to it is overhyped, but I don't think the virus itself, I think the virus itself, the threat is greater than what we're seeing currently.
I think the more tests that come out in the coming weeks, the lower that death rate is going to go down. I think it's going to get closer and closer to the influenza number.
If we can copy probably the South Korean model, that's a big if, but assuming it happens, we may be able to get it under control, but I'm holding my breath.
And then the final question is on... do you think we should shame people who don't self-quarantine?
I would hope not, because all three of us are here in violation of the recommendations.
I think this is kind of an interesting question. I think it's better to shame people than it is to advocate for violence. But at the same time, I mean, it's one of these things where are we talking about shaming people who are actually, you know, doing really stupid stuff? Or are we shaming people because they're doing stuff that's, like, you know, not really that
essential?
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. Like, you don't need to hold somebody's hand when you go out.
And I agree with this. As long as you're not getting government involved. So, yeah, get in on the Facebook and saying, hey, you need to not go to the park for the next week because I feel in my heart that what you're doing is dangerous. As long as that's the level you're taking it, yes, shame away. But if you're calling up your local legislator saying, hey, or your local cop saying, hey, look, Joe Blow is at the park and he doesn't need to be there and guns get involved, then I think you've crossed the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially if you're a young person like we all are and you're actually essential to the survival of this economy and we're out and about doing things that are keeping the cogs running, you need to keep your shame to yourself because unless, you know...
I honestly, people are looking down on me for being here just in the studio with you guys. I know you guys aren't, but I don't totally disagree with them. Like, it's a risk. The thing is, it's a risk. Hey, man, I brought the Lysol disinfectant. It's still risky, but you know what? I've taken some precaution, so give me some credit.
Gave us all cancer.
That's what we were joking about on the show. Apparently, it wasn't the only one spraying lots and lots of Lysol all over the place here.
What do you think about all those answers, Wesley?
In terms of how serious the virus is, I'm not a, you know, I don't know anything about it, so I can't make any statements on that. And then I don't think we should shame people. I think, if we were all quarantined, the economy would just collapse and we would all go into like poverty and then it would just be a great depression. And so that's not a good thing. You know, if you want to self quarantine, that's your own choice, but I think it's very essential for people to go out there and continue the economy so people can have the lights on in their house.
Right.
You know?
Here's the problem. Okay. One, there's a bunch of different things different people should be doing. Some people should be going out there and working. Some people should be quarantining themselves or self-isolating in their houses and not going out because they're at higher risk. It's not one thing. And to say that people, and at the same time, we should be shaming to some degree people who are doing really stupid stuff right now. But that doesn't necessarily mean we should be advocating for violence. So it's, you know, there's people on both sides that are, sort of correct.
And sort of wrong.
Yeah, there's points to be made on both sides, effectively. And you know, there's some middle ground here, and I think we just need to keep things in perspective of not overreacting, but at the same time not underreacting, because we have both things currently going on.
Right, and then just one last final statement, and then I'll go. The third question on our freedoms in the future, I think at the stage that we're at right now, It's not even that severe. I think already we've lost a lot of freedoms already. So I think it's going to be really hard to finally get those back.
Yeah, it's going to be bloody.
Yeah, and the question is, are these temporary losses or are they going to be more permanent?
I think.
Well, the thing is,
Go ahead.
When the government gets more power, it really does not like to give it up. So exactly. When this coronavirus, goes away, they're going to be more incentivized to keep the power they gained during this crisis.
Right, and that's why people are like, what are you crazy going out there and protesting? And I'm like, this is a serious thing. We need to show that we're not willing to tolerate this, but at the same time, we need to show that we're not saying that the threat isn't real. It's why I intend to go to the protest on April 1st in Concord at the State House, and I'm going to get up there, but I'm going to be wearing a mask, not necessarily because I think the danger is here or I'm going to be infected or die or anything, but just to say, hey, the threat's real, but that's not a good justification for, basically using violence to achieve your objective.
Right. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Wesley. It's going to be interesting, if nothing else, to see how long-lasting all of these consequences are going to be. But there's no doubt whatsoever, economically, in terms of freedom, whatever metric you wish to use, the consequences of this are going to last a very long time. And the more the government does to try to prevent it, the worse it's going to be. Will we see the right to freely assemble, return to us? Probably.
Yeah.
But now the government knows that they can take it away without a fight.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing. That's the reason you need to stand up and say, no, you can't do this. You can give us advice. You can give people advice, and you should give people advice. Assuming it's good advice.
I don't even want their advice.
Well, yeah, it's a good
because of their bias. What are they after? What are they trying to accomplish? And all they have to do is get the sheep involved, who are going to believe everything that comes out of their disclaimers, and before you know it, they're shaming you because you're trying to
have them giving advice though than giving orders.
But this is what leads to orders. It's cumulative. It starts with advice.
I follow the advice of people who I believe good advice.
Right, exactly.
But that's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. An order isn't a choice. It's a demand.
You comply. But threatening violence against you.
Right. And that's the difference between advice and a command. This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.